الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We praise and we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find ourselves present and witnessing the last Jumu'ah of the month of Ramadan. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us see many more Jumu'ahs and many more Ramadans, and thus many more Jumu'ahs in many more Ramadans. But the reality is, having made that dua, we actually realize that this may very well be our last Jumu'ah in a month of Ramadan, and for many it will be, subhanallah. So having that thought in mind, that this could very well be our last Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan, in any Ramadan, it may be that Allah has decreed that our life will end before the coming of the next Ramadan. This tells us that we should take as much advantage of this day as we possibly can, subhanallah. We should try to squeeze out of this day as much as we can, inshallah, showing Allah that we acknowledge His favor. We acknowledge the favor of Ramadan, we acknowledge the favor of Jumu'ah, and then Jumu'ah in Ramadan in the last 10 days, subhanallah. So let's not allow this day to go by wasted, inshallah. It all starts with the niyyah, ya Allah, and a dua, ya Allah, give me the ability to take maximum benefit from this day, inshallah, ya Rabbil Alameen. So with regards to the last few days, the remaining hours, the remaining moments of the month of Ramadan, usually Traditionally, we come together on the 27th night and we celebrate it as the night of Qadr, whilst we know that we have to seek for the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, within the last 10 days, last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. But what happens is, after the 27th night, one of two things can happen. You could find yourself being one of two persons. Number one, you could have exerted yourself from the beginning of the month of Ramadan with tilawatul Quran, with dhikr, with dua, with sadaqah, etc., with salatul tarawih, salatul tahajjud, especially from the 21st night you started making tahajjud diligently, etc. And then come the 27th night, after having exerted yourself so much, 27th night it reaches its peak, and then you slowly start decreasing and doing less and becoming a bit more a bit less focused, and now you are starting to think of the day of Eid and preparation for Eid, etc. So basically, after the 27th night, you're starting to slow down a little bit towards the end. So that could be one person. The other person could be someone who perhaps has not exerted himself or herself, has been negligent. And now Ramadan is coming to an end and they start realizing, subhanallah, only a few days, a few moments left, and I haven't really taken advantage, but what's the point? There's only a few moments, 1 or 2 days left. What can I really do? Subhanallah. And so, to both these attitudes, there is one answer, it's the same answer. And that is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالِ بِخَوَاتِيمِهَا. Actions are judged according to how they are ended. It's all about how we're going to end of this Ramadan that will determine how Allah judges the entire Ramadan, subhanallah. So this tells us that in these last days, these last moments, we should now even step it up even more, subhanallah. Because we don't know, once again, it may be our last moments in the month of Ramadan. So it's like squeezing out the last bit that we can possibly squeeze out of this month, inshallah. So let's make that intention here and now, that we're not going to allow us to be of either one of these individuals who allows ourselves to slack down and to slow down in these last moments, inshallah. Just think, and I'm going to use a few examples in this short talk, inshallah. Just think of someone who is running a race. Towards the end, the final 10 meters or the final 20 meters, do they say, oh, the end is near, the winning line is near, so I'm just going to slow down now because I've ran such a good race, I've exerted myself so much in the entire race, there's only 20 meters left, so I can slack down now? Or do they put in their utmost, do they give their utmost last for that last 10 meters, this last 20 meters, to ensure that they find first position? And you know the answer. So that is how you and I should be with regards to these last moments, inshallah. So at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we started making plans as to how we're going to spend our Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our shortcomings in executing those plans, inshallah. But for the niyyah, if it was sincere, we would have earned that reward, alhamdulillah. Now, approaching the end of Ramadan, now we have to make plans again. And what is the plans that we have to make now? The plans are, how are we going to be after Ramadan? We need to plan that, subhanallah. So the first thing is, regarding this plan, we need to find ourselves at this point in the month of Ramadan, we have to find ourselves having improved. Looking at how we started and how we are now, there must have been an improvement, inshallah. If there was no improvement, then there is a problem. Then there is a huge problem. And the example that, again, I told you I'm going to use examples. The example that I like to make here is like someone who puts his exercise bicycle. You know, an exercise bicycle, which you ride on for exercise, obviously. But it's not a bicycle that moves. It's stationary. So he puts his exercise bicycle at the beginning of the M5. And he starts cycling. And he cycles and he cycles and he cycles. And then after an hour of cycling, he expects to be in Cape Town. He starts in Muizenberg and he expects to be in Cape Town. And he opens his eye, looks up and he sees and he's still on the exact same spot. That is the person who entered the month of Ramadan. And 27 days have passed, 27 and a half days have passed. And they find that there's absolutely no changes in them. Subhanallah. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, revert back to the hadith we quoted. And that is what? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِخَوَاتِيمِهَا. There is still a chance. Even though you were so negligent in the first 27 days, you can still make up and still gain full benefit from the month of Ramadan by making here and now, that is last in days, inshallah, I'm going to exert myself. So, now the plan, coming back to the plan for after Ramadan. And the plan is, inshallah, having examined ourselves and assessed ourselves, and we find that alhamdulillah, we have improved, we have grown, we have left certain things that were haram or perhaps makruh. We have left them at the door of the last day of Sha'ban. We've left them at the end of Sha'ban. We entered in Ramadan, or perhaps during the month of Ramadan, we started leaving those haram, slowly, slowly. In Ramadan, we found ourselves adopting new good habits. Alhamdulillah, making salah on time, maybe having more concentration in our salah, prolong our salah, making salah on time, for example. We've found ourselves reciting more Quran. We found ourselves giving more sadaqah. We found ourselves improving in our akhlaq, our character, the way we speak to our spouses, our children, etc. So we see this improvement. Now the question is, after the month of Ramadan, am I going to go back to the way I was at the beginning of Ramadan? And the answer is absolutely not. And that is the plan. The plan is not to return to the way you were before Ramadan. Obviously, we can never ever stay in the same state out of Ramadan than on the state that we were in during Ramadan. That is not possible. But if we can use a scale from 1 to 10. So if before Ramadan you were on a 5, and during the month of Ramadan you grew and you increased to, let's say, a 7 or an 8. When Ramadan closes, when the doors of Ramadan closes, we cannot go back to being a 5. If we're going to come down from an 8, maybe we'll come down to a 7. Maybe we'll come down to a 6, but not to a 5. There must be an improvement, and if the improvement, we must try and maintain, inshallah. And that is the challenge. The challenge is to maintain the improvement that we have acquired during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And it must be something conscious, something that we need to work on, inshallah. Again, an example. What can Ramadan be likened to? Ramadan can be likened to training for the Olympics. You are an athlete, and you are going to participate in the Olympic Games. So what do you do? Obviously, you're going to go through a vigorous training program to prepare yourself to perform optimally on the day, the Olympics. Ramadan is that vigorous training. When is the Olympics? The first day of Shawwal and every other day until the next Ramadan, subhanallah. So we've been training for this day. We've been training for the first day of Shawwal. When Ramadan comes to an end, and now certain things are going to happen. And the one thing that's going to happen is that the shayateen, the maradatu shayateen, the specific shayateen that enticed us to do haram, that whispered in our breasts, suggesting evil, subhanallah, and the main shaitan, Iblis, all those shayateen who have been tied, and that is why we found it easier to stay away from haram, we found it easier to do more good. Those shayateen, especially the main shaitan, they are going to be released and they're going to come back at us with a vengeance. Because if we were forgiven in this month, then it means the entire year's work or all the years of work down the drain. And now they're going to come at us with so much vigor in order to get back what they had been working on the past year. Get back those sins, fill those books again with sins. That is what they're going to be doing, subhanAllah. So to that we have to be absolutely alert, inshallah. But shaitan, Allah tells us, decayed, the plot of shaitan is weak. It is weak. It is you and I who make him strong. How is shaitan's plot weak? And what makes his plot weak? As long as we have Allah on our minds and in our hearts, and we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan has no access to us. That's why Allah refers to shaitan as al-khannas. What does khannas mean? It means the one who retreats. So he will come and he will attempt. Yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. He will attempt to make his wiswas, to whisper in the breast, in our breasts. But no sooner does that happen, then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when at the moment of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan has no option but to what? But to retreat. And therefore he's called al-khannas, the one who retreats, subhanallah. Consider the dua that you are reciting when you leave your home. As you leave your home, shaitan has plans for you outside of your home. Plans as to how, because opportunities outside of your home are so many for him to mislead you and to get you into haram. And so he has his plans. But as you leave your home, what do you say? You remember Allah. You say, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I place my trust in Allah. Whatever it is that I need to do and I'm attempting to do and planning to do on this day, that can only come to pass, that can only come to fruition, I can only accomplish with the help of Allah, with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, there is no power. I can do nothing, nothing can be done unto me except with the decision and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say these words, I bring to mind these words, I bring to heart these words. Then Allah responds. And it is said, Hudita, you have been guided. Wa kufita, and you have been sufficed. Your needs are sufficed for that day. Wa huqita, and you are protected for that day. And then Shaitan, who had his plans, you have now put around you the shield of Allah's remembrance. وَتَنَحَّ عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ And Shaitan now has no option but to keep his distance. Subhanallah. So, this in essence is taqwa that we have acquired. That is the remembrance. Taqwa means constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be the shield for us against Shaitan, inshallah. But we have to consciously plan. We have to consciously take assessment of ourselves. And once again, I come back to the most important point regarding these last few moments, these last few days. And that is, let us use it to earn Allah's pleasure, to exert ourselves to the max, inshallah, so that we ensure that we come out of this Ramadan with the highest level of taqwa, inshallah. And that taqwa is, in essence, the remembrance of Allah all the time. And that becomes the shield around us, a shield that cannot be penetrated by shaitan, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.